Psalm 149. Please read Psalm 149. It has 9 verses. We praise the Lord with a new song, the song of the redeemed people of God. All those who have been bought out of the slave market of sin and shame and set free to live and worship. Those who are bought with the most expensive cost, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice to be part of him and part of that innumerable throng. We will sing that song in eternity, but this is precious time that we can sing it now, even in a sinful world. To rejoice is our God-given right, and no one will take it away. We rejoice in our Maker and elevate our beloved King who has freed us by his sacrifice on the cruel cross. We praise him with instruments of dancing, all joyous and expressive worship to the glory of his mighty name. The Lord takes delight in his humble people and gives us the victory over temptation and sin. Why should we not be happy? We rejoice even in our beds and lift up holy hands to the Lord. As the praises of God fill our mouth with singing, so our hands are able to fight with the double-edged sword of the Spirit, even the Word of God. It is the theme of our singing and the constant rehearsal in our minds. We obey it and treasure it and exalt its truth above all other considerations. Let us never be deflected from it. In this we judge the nations and bind its leaders with ropes and the shackles of the truth of God, so that they hurt no more. The word sets us free to judge accurately and set the standard in all we do. These are the glories of the people of God and why we sing. No one is silent except those who have no song. Praise the Lord.